Let's read a scripture.
彼得前书的第二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
彼得前书的第二章第九节。
First Peter 2:9.
如果能背的话，大家可以背哈。
If you can memorize it, let's memorize it.
好，我们中英文一起来吧。
And we'll read it together in Chinese and English.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。呀，感谢主。我相信如果上个星期你听过上星期的信息的话，知道我为什么读这个章节。
Thank the Lord. I believe that if you were here last Sunday, you would know why I chose this particular verse.
因为这个章节是上周中弟兄与我们交通到我们是谁所使用的主要章节。
Because this is one of the key verses that Brother John chose to fellowship with us on the topic of who we are.
那今天我就延续中弟兄的负担，往下面再讲一点。
So today I will continue on with Brother John's burden to talk further.
那我今天题目是要交通到做圣洁的祭司。
So today my topic is being a holy priesthood.
来帮助我们学习并且承担这个祭司的职分。
So that we can learn and also receive of this ministry of priesthood.
因为每一个信主得救的都应该是祭司。
Because every single one who have been saved by grace ought to be a priest.
我前一段听到有一些反馈说每一周的信息呢没有连贯性。
Earlier I heard some feedback from the congregation that the fellowship from week to week there was no linkage in between.
所以我觉得这是一个应该听的意见。
So I think this is a feedback that we ought to heed.
但是我从来没想到今天来这样操练。
However, I never know I would be exercising this lesson.
因为如果这么操练的话，等于我要等到上周的弟兄讲完，我才知道弟兄讲什么。
Because I have to exercise this lesson, I have to wait till the brother finished his burden last week before I can prepare my own.
那我只有一周的时间。
And I only have 1 week.
还要去上班。
And I still need to go to work.
还要睡觉吧。
And I still need to go to sleep.
而且还要吃饭。
I also need to eat.
还有很多其他的事情。
And there are many, many other things.
虽然我相信很美的就是我提前准备呢，很多时候神也是这么来运行的，就是两位弟兄或者几位弟兄的还是连在一起的。
Even though I would prepare ahead of time, but oftentimes, a lot of times, two or three brothers, the messages are still linked.
但这一次不知道为什么。
This time, however, I had no idea why.
我真的不知道为什么。
I really did not know why.
我准备了起码三四个题目，神都不让我讲。
I truly prepared three or four topics, and that the Lord would not allow me to share with you.
因为我那一段心里有很多心里想要讲的话。
Because earlier, in my heart, there were many, many words that I wanted to share with you.
所以我想神是让我等候。
So the Lord allowed me to wait.
刚才 Scott 弟兄讲要 be still.
Earlier, our brother Scott shared with us that we need to be still.
所以我跟大家分享，今天请大家现在就在心里为这个聚会祷告。
So today I would like to share with you right now, please pray for this meeting in your heart.
一般弟兄们是在交通之后让大家来操练。
A lot of times, our brothers ask you to exercise what you just heard after the message.
但今天我请大家现在就来操练做祭司。
However, I'm asking you to exercise your duty to as a priest right now.
我要承认我的准备是不足的。
I want to confess my lacking in my preparations.
但是如果今天大家没有得着的话。
However, today, if you do not glean anything.
每个人都有责任。
We all have responsibility.
那如果都有得着的话，
If we all have some gleanings,
我们把荣耀归给神。
We give glory to God.
那我们先有一个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer first.
亲爱的主啊，我们求您赐下那活泼的话语。
Dear Lord, we ask you to grant us your living word.
是我们所需要的话语。
This is a word that we need.
主啊，因为我们人总是让你的旨意暧昧不明。
Because we men can always make your will to be hidden and not clear.
主啊，带我们脱离这样的光景。
Lord, lead us depart from this condition.
主啊，也带我们脱离一些老旧。
Also, let us depart from the oldness.
不管是讲的、翻译的、听的。
Regardless of whether we're speaking, translating, or hearing.
让我们是在一个新的光中来看你自己的话语。
Let us see your word in the newness of light.
准备我们的心。
Prepare our hearts.
现在我们就在这里。
Now we are here.
愿意听你的话语。
We desire to hear your word.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 那在今天的负担里面，我们再读一些的章节。
Given today's burden, we'll read a few more scriptures.
做圣洁的祭司，这不是人的话。
To be a holy priesthood is not a word from men.
这是圣经上的话。
These are words from the Bible.
在彼得前书的二章第五节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
彼得前书的二章第五节。
First Peter 2:5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And coming to him, you also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
下面有一段的章节是在出埃及记的二十八章。
And then we have a portion from Exodus chapter 28.
我们会读其中不少的章节。
We will read quite a few verses.
所以在读的时候，请大家一起读中文或者英文。
Therefore, we ask all of you to read in English and Chinese simultaneously.
这是因为时间的缘故哈。
Due to the constraint of time.
好，那第一处是从出埃及记第二十八章的一到五节。
First, Exodus 28 from verse 1 to 5.
这里讲到祭司的圣衣。
Here it talks about the holy garment of a priest.
好，出埃及记的二十八章第一节到第五节，我们大家一起同声读。
Let's read together, Exodus 28, 1 to 5.
你要从以色列人中，使你的哥哥亚伦和他的儿子纳达、亚比户、以利亚撒、以他玛一同就近你。给我供祭司的职分，你要给你哥哥亚伦做圣衣为荣耀为华美，你要吩咐一切用智慧的灵所充满的，亚伦做衣服，使他分别为圣，可以给我供祭司的职分。所要做的就是胸牌、以弗德、外袍、杂色的内袍、冠冕、腰带，使你哥哥亚伦和他儿子穿着圣服，可以给我供祭司的职分。要用金线和蓝色、紫色、朱红色线，并细麻去做。在第四节提到，这个圣衣里面包括有许多的那个衣物。
Here there are many articles within this holy garment.
下面我们再读一读，我们下面再读一读十一节到十二节。
We'll read verses 11 and 12.
是讲到以弗德。
These verses mention the ephod.
好，一起。要用刻宝石的手工，仿佛刻图书，按着以色列儿子的名字，刻着两块宝石，要镶在金槽上。要将这两块宝石安在以弗德的两条肩带上，亚伦要在两肩上挂他们的名字，在耶和华面前作为纪念。好，我们再读二十九三十节，这里是讲到以弗德上面所挂的胸牌。
Let's also read verses 29 and 30. This talks about the breastpiece on the ephod.
好，我们找到一起来。亚伦进圣所的时候，要将决断胸牌，就是刻着以色列儿子名字的，戴在胸前，在耶和华面前常作纪念。又要将乌灵和土名放在决断的胸牌里。亚伦进到耶和华面前的时候，要戴在胸前，在耶和华面前常将以色列人的决断胸牌戴在胸前。好，那我们再读 31节到35节，这里面讲到是外袍。
Furthermore, we'll read verses 31 to 35 that talks about the robe.
好，找到一起来。你要做以弗德的外袍，颜色全是蓝的，袍上要为头留一领口，口的周围织出领边来，仿佛铠甲的领口，免得破裂。袍子周围底边上要用蓝色、紫色、朱红色线做石榴，在袍子周围的石榴中间要有金铃铛，一个金铃铛，一个石榴，一个金铃铛，一个石榴，在袍子周围的底边上。亚伦供职的时候要穿着袍子，他进圣所到耶和华面前以及出来的时候，袍上的响声必被听见，使他不至于死亡。好，那我们再读36、37节，这里面讲到冠冕。
Then we will read verses 36 and 37, which refer to the sash.
好，再一起来。你要用金金做一面牌，在上面按刻图书之法刻着归耶和华为圣，要用一条蓝细带子将牌系在冠冕的前面。好，下面再读一节是40节，是讲到其他的配置。
We'll also read verse 40 about other articles.
你要为亚伦的儿子做内袍、腰带、裹头巾，为荣耀，为华美。那我们在这一章最后再读一节，是43节。
Lastly, we will read verse 43.
亚伦和他儿子进入会幕或就近坛，在圣所供职的时候必穿上，免得担罪而死。这要为亚伦和他的后裔做永远的定例。好，我们还有一处的章节在希伯来书第十章。
There's another scripture in Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章的5到7节。
Verses 5 to 7.
希伯来书第十章5到7节。
Hebrews 10, verses 5 to 7.
好，我先来读。所以基督到世上来的时候就说，神哪，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那时我说，神哪，我来了为要照你的旨意行，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
Hebrews 10, 5 to 7. Therefore, when he comes into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering thou hast not desired, but a body thou hast prepared for me. In whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast taken no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the roll of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God.
Amen. 那刚才在彼得前书的2章5节，关于祭司提到三件事。
Earlier in 1 Peter 2:5, it talks about three aspects of being a priest.
就是灵工、祭司，还有灵祭。
Which is spiritual house, priesthood, and spiritual sacrifices.
而在旧约里面呢，同样在出埃及记提到一直到利未记提到三件事，按顺序与这个相应。
Also, in the Old Testament, from Exodus to Leviticus, they're also referring to the three identical things, corresponding to the three portions we read.
这是神直接向摩西启示，让摩西一定要照着山上的样式来做的。
This is a direct revelation from God to Moses, so that he told Moses to follow the pattern on the mount.
第一是会幕。
First of all, the tent of meetings.
第二个是祭司。
Secondly, the priests.
然后在利未记讲到献祭，还有其他祭祀的侍奉。
In Leviticus, it also referred to the sacrifices and other services of priests.
所以在讲到祭祀的事情呢，我们先用旧约来看一看。
When it talks about being a priest, let's look at the Old Testament first.
因为旧约里面经常很有图画感。
Because the Old Testament a lot of times presents pictures for us.
那我们会看到三件事。
So we can see three things.
第一个，这个祭祀，这个到底是出于什么？
So first, exactly what are priests made of?
是出于神的需要。
It is priests are created for God's need.
第二个，祭司的圣衣代表祭司该有什么样的样式？
Secondly, the holy garment of the priest represent the pattern that God wants.
然后就讲到这个献祭该有什么样的侍奉。
Thirdly, it talks about sacrifices as to what kind of ministries priests ought to have.
当我们看完这三点之后，我们再看到再回来看在旧在新约里面，神是怎么样成就的。
After we go through all these three aspects in the Old Testament, then we'll go to the New Testament to see how God accomplished all three aspects.
因为今天我们活在新约的时代。
Because today we live in the dispensation of the New Testament.
而且全民皆祭司已经成为实际。
Also, all men being priests, have already become a reality.
不管我们的年纪背景。
Regardless of our age and our background.
不管我们信主的年日。
Regardless of how many years we believe in the Lord.
因为下午就有十二位弟兄姐妹要受浸归入主的名。
Because in the afternoon we'll have 12 brothers and sisters who will be baptized unto the name of the Lord.
所以我们就多了十二位祭司。
Therefore, we are added two new priests to our midst.
所以我们先来看第一件事。
So let's look at the first thing.
神指示摩西要建造会幕。
The Lord instructed Moses to build the tent of meeting.
这个会幕是什么呢？
What is the tent of meeting?
会幕是神要跟人同住所需要的。
The tent of meeting is created because God wants to tabernacle with men.
这是神自己他起意要跟人住在一起。
God himself determined that he wants to dwell with men.
在这个会幕的建造的时候，
During the construction of the tent of the meeting,
外面会有一层院子。
Outside there's the outer court.
是向着东开门。
The entrance is toward the direction of the east.
在这个院子里面有许多人可以进入。
In the court, many people can go in and out.
然后呢，你要进了这个门之后，在中间会有一个帐幕。
Once you enter in the center, there is a tent.
这个帐幕是人看不到里面的东西。
Man cannot see inside the tent.
这个帐幕里面又先进入到的，如果开门进去，先是圣所。
When you enter into the tent, you will see the holy place.
然后再进一层幔子之后是至圣所。
And behind the veil, there's the holy of holies.
神说在至圣所里面要安置约柜。
And God says that in the holy of holies, we'll place the ark of the covenant.
我在那里要与你相遇。
There I will meet with you.
所以在神来讲，他与人相遇最重要的就是要在约柜。
So as far as God is concerned, the most important thing for him to meet with men is the ark.
约柜是代表神在人中间与人同在。
The ark represents the God's presence.
那个至圣所非常的小。
The Holy of Holies is very, very small.
这么大的一个神，但是他委屈自己在这么小的一个至圣所里。
Such a vast God, humbled himself to constrain himself into such a small space.
但是神很乐意。
However, God is more than willing to do that.
所以对神来讲，这个是他中心的一个意思。
Because as far as God is concerned, this is the center part of his heart.
那对于人来讲，当时他们也是这样来进行的。
As far as men go, this is also how they carry on the business.
所以以色列人不管他们行军打仗。
So for the Israelites, whether they are marching or they're in wars,
或者安营的时候，
or whether they're encamped,
他们都是围绕这个约柜为最中心点。
They're always encircling around the Ark of the Covenant because this is the central point.
然后呢，有祭司。
Then there are the priests.
这些祭司就代表人去见神。
These priests represent men before God.
在这个会幕里面做神要他们所做的工作。
The priests will carry out functions that God wants them to carry in the tent of meeting.
所以在人面前他们也代表神。
So before men, priests also represent God.
在每一个事物里面都是为了让人跟神能够有沟通。
In all these functions, it is to make communion between God and men more conducive.
所以他们的服事就是为着神的心意，让人与神可以同在，可以相遇。
So the priest's function is to satisfy God's heart desire to meet with men.
所以今天不管是我们侍奉或者是聚会。
So today, whether we're meeting or we're assembling,
同在是最宝贵的。
The presence of God is the most precious.
是不是呢？
Isn't that so?
我听到一个故事。
I heard of this story.
有一个姐妹她去参加一个聚会。
A sister went to a meeting.
参加这个聚会里面呢，她期望是遇见神的。
In the meeting, she hoped that she could see God.
但是在这个聚会很久的时间，不知道一个小时还是两个小时之后。
And after this long 1 or 2 hour meeting.
然后她就发现里面没有人在乎神的事。
And she realized at that meeting, no one cared about any matters pertaining to God.
然后等她出门，刚一出门。
And the moment she stepped out of the meeting place.
她就哭起来。
She started to cry.
她说神的同在在哪里
she said, where is the presence of God?
今天在教会里面
Today in the church
有没有这样的祭司呢
Do we have priests like this?
神不同在的时候我们还是不是带着满足而走呢
If God did not presence his presence with us, would we just leave with satisfaction?
让我们再看看祭司这个侍奉的本身
Let's all,
对不起先看祭司本身
Let's study the nature of the priests.
我们是用这个圣衣来做图画来看。
We're using the holy garments as a typology.
这里面讲到是亚伦和他四个儿子。
Here it talks about Aaron and his four sons in verse 1.
当进到圣所的时候，只有亚伦跟他儿子才能够进到圣所。
Only Aaron and his sons can go into the holy place.
这里面包括很多的物件哈。
Here many, many articles are being mentioned.
他们主要的制作的方法是用金线、蓝色、紫色、朱红色线，还有捻的细麻。
The key raw material is gold and blue and purple scarlet material and the fine linen.
那我们学做祭司要了解这些事到底是什么。
As we learn to be a priest, we have to learn what these things mean.
如果你已经知道的话
If you already know,
可能是个重复
This may be a repetition to you.
但是我们可以一边听一边在心里说阿们
But we can still listen to it and also say amen in our hearts.
金是代表神自己的性情
Gold is the divine nature.
这个金里面包括有它的纯
Gold also includes pure gold.
它的贵重。
It also includes the preciousness.
它的光明。
It also speaks to brightness.
还有它的持久。
It also talks about endurance.
这都是神自己的性情。
This is all the divine nature.
这都织在祭司的身上。
It is all constituted in the priest.
那什么是蓝色呢
？So what does the color blue represent?
弟兄姐妹，有谁知道吗？
Anyone knows, brothers and sisters?
知道能不能讲一讲
If you do, speak out.
我听到了，虽然声音很小。
I already heard it, even though the voice was small.
属天的。
Blue represents heavenly.
其实地球你要是出去的话都是黑的。
If you leave the globe, it's all black.
那因着摩擦，因着大气层，因着神的这个设计，我们在地上看的时候，天是蓝的。
However, because of a conflict and the atmosphere, when we're in the earth, we look up, it's all blue.
这是神的作为。
This is the workings of God.
甚至海的颜色也是天所给的。
Even the color of the ocean was given by the sky.
那紫色呢？
What does the color purple mean?
紫色代表尊贵，代表君尊。
Purple represents royalty and honor.
还记得在新约有一个卖紫色布匹的妇女。
Remember this woman in the New Testament who sells purple cloth?
叫吕底亚。
Lydia.
所以她打交道的都是达官贵人。
So anyone she got in touch with were all these high-powered officers.
这是君王的颜色。
This is the color of kings.
那还有什么呢？捻的细麻线。
Also, it talks about fine linen here.
那细麻又代表什么呢
？What does fine linen represent?
感谢神，我们现在有旧约，有新约。
Thank God that we now have the Old Testament as well as the New Testament.
所以知道它的寓意一点都不难。
So it is not hard to understand the meaning behind.
在永远里面，很多圣徒穿的是细麻衣。
In eternity, a lot of saints are wearing a clothes made of fine linen.
因为这个细麻衣代表他们圣徒所行的义。
Because the fine linen represents the righteous acts of these saints.
所以细麻代表的是没有罪，是义。
So linen represents the lack of sin in righteousness.
那我们看到在这个祭司他所穿的身上就是这些线织在一起。
And you see that these are the clothes worn by the priest, and all these materials were interwoven.
那以弗德的肩带宝石上面刻着以色列十二个支派的名字。
On the shoulder of the shoulders of the ephod were written all the 12 names of the 12 tribes of Israel.
所以祭司要担负百姓在他们的肩上。
Therefore, the priests were to carry the people on their shoulders.
以弗德就像一个背心一样。
The ephod is like a vest.
在这个以弗德外面还有一个胸牌。
Outside of the vest, there's also this breast piece.
是用以弗德连在一起。
And it's interconnected with the ephod.
上面有十二样的宝石。
There are 12 precious stones.
也刻着以色列十二个支派的名字。
And the names of the 12 tribes of Israel are also engraved.
所以不光在肩上，还要在胸前来纪念神的百姓。
So the priests are to remember the people of Israel not only on their shoulder but also on their breast.
而在这个胸牌里面还有两样的东西。
And inside the breast piece, there are still two more articles.
这胸牌叫决断胸牌。
This is the priest's breast piece of judgment.
在里面有乌灵跟土明。
Inside the breast of judgment are the Urim and the Thummim.
有的人说不知道乌灵土明是什么。
Some people say they don't know what Urim and Thummim are.
我在谷歌上面反而看到有图画。
I can see pictures from old hymns.
我不知道他们是怎么。
Oh, Google.
对，我们也使用谷歌的。但是他们就算有图画出来，甚至把这个石头做出来，他们也不知道怎么用。
Even though Google can show you pictures of Urim and Thummim, they do not know how to use them.
因为祭司是可以进到至圣所，知道神心意的。
Because the priest can go into the holy of holies to know the heart's desire of God.
乌灵土明是直接跟神的心意连在一起。
Urim and Thummim are a direct connection with the heart desire of God.
在那个外袍，就是以弗德下面的外袍，是全蓝色的。
And the robe outside of the ephod is all of blue.
那也是我今天为什么穿这样的颜色。给大家一点图画感。
You're wondering why I'm dressed in blue. I'm giving you a picture.
那下面要有石榴。
At the hem, there are also these pomegranates.
石榴是多结果子归给神的意思。
Pomegranates refer to a bearing much fruit to the Lord.
祭司不光只是事物上的事。
Being a priest is not just doing physical things.
你要结果子，要有生命的这个传递。
You have to bear fruit. You have to pass out life.
还有金铃铛是防止死亡的。
Also, there's these gold bells that prevent death.
这必须圣洁。
Which means that you have to be holy.
那还有冠冕。
There's also the sash.
有一个金牌说归耶和华为圣。
Oh, turban. There's a gold plate engraved on it says, "Holy to the Lord."
这个不只说我的头这个部分是归耶和华为圣。
This doesn't just refer to the fact that my head is holy to the Lord.
戴在头上的证明，这是你最重要的一件事。
If you put the turban on your head, this is the most significant thing.
所以这个人从头到脚都要归耶和华为圣。
So this person from head to toe, he is holy to the Lord.
那祭司的意思就是全人是为着神。
Therefore, the meaning of being a priest is that his entire being is for God.
他的内袍、腰带、裹头巾。公职的时候都要穿上作为永远的定力。
And he has to put on these tunics, these sashes, caps, and this is for the permanent statue forever to him and to his descendants after him.
所以这个是圣衣所代表的。
This is what the holy garments represent.
神是轻慢不得的。
God cannot be...
轻慢不得 you cannot...
Despised?
Despised, yeah.
You cannot despise God.
如果你这一套的东西没有穿齐进到至圣所里面
If you had not put on all these articles and you go into the holy place
像大祭司一年一次当时可以进到至圣所
In the old times when the high priest can go into the holy of holies once a year
根据传说每一个大祭司进去之前脚上要绑一条长绳
According to folklore, you have to any high priests, when they go into the Holy of Holies, they have to tie a very long string on their foot.
因为这不是一个偶然的事，是会发生的。
This is not a coincidence, because these things might happen.
当他在至圣所里服侍的时候，不小心，或者没有带着血，或者是有任何没有对付的事。
As he was serving in the Holy of Holies, if he didn't bring the blood or he lacked anything in there,
那他会被神击杀当场在里面。
He would be struck dead in there.
谁能进去把他救出来？
But who can go in there to pull him out?
在圣洁的神面前，谁也不敢进去。
Before the Holy God, no one dared to go in.
所以他们那个绳子就那个时候用。
Therefore, they would pull him out with the rope.
我们现在听起来觉得好像是一个很轻松的事。
As we hear about it, we think that this is quite funny.
但是我在很不叫很年轻，我在刚信主的时候，就有一次体验到类似的事。
But when I was first been saved, I experienced something similar.
有一次夏令会的时候。
One time during the summer conference.
我刚信主不是太久。
I just believed in the Lord for not too long.
然后有弟兄们安排我参与那个饼杯就是传递的服事，就是招待的服事。
So the brothers arranged for me to pass around the table, the cup and the bread.
那其中有一项呢，就是我要进到那个前面那个前台的后面，去把那个饼杯带出来。
So I was supposed to go to the platform at the back to bring out the cup and the bread to the front.
那一次夏令会，我不知道为什么忘了带刮胡刀了。
At that time, I forgot to bring my razor to the summer conference.
所以到这个剥饼的时候是第三天了。
So I haven't shaved for 3 days on the day of the table meeting.
所以当我这样想进去服侍的时候
，As I was about to enter in to start serving,
不知道为什么我心里那个突然间有一种恐惧。
Suddenly, my heart was gripped with fear.
我觉得神真的是可畏。
I feel like our God is really I can really fear God.
我觉得有个很大的压力让我不敢去碰那个饼跟杯。
I felt that there was a very big pressure prohibiting me from touching the bread and the cup.
所以我从那里面退出来找另外一个弟兄。
So I withdrew from there and I got a hold of another brother.
我说你替我进去。
I said please go in there for me.
因为在人面前我不剃胡须没问题。
Because before men it's okay if I don't shave.
但是在神面前我真的不敢。
However, before God, I really dare not do so.
所以弟兄问我为什么的时候
，So when my brother asked me why,
我说我没刮胡子。
I said I did not shave.
那弟兄很有恩典，没有继续再问什么。
My brother was full of grace, and he did not probe any further.
但我讲的是那个感觉。
However, I was telling you the sense.
而且不光是这样。
Not only so.
在以西结书里面讲到。
In Ezekiel, it also says.
说他们在圣所里面服侍的时候
And as they serve in the holy place,
不可穿出汗的衣服。
They cannot wear any articles that could make them sweat.
本来已经是战战兢兢的了。
They were already standing with fear, trembling with fear.
刚才我上来真的冷汗都快下来那个感觉。
I was sweating with a cold sweat earlier before I got up here.
在这样的服侍里面，你还不能出汗。
And not only so, when you serve, you cannot even sweat.
他要在外面杀牛杀羊呢。
Earlier on the outside, you have to slaughter oxen and sheep.
有没有想过
？Have you thought about it？
所以神的安排是你出去的时候把衣服换下来。
So God arranged so that when you go outside, you change out your garments.
但是没有一个祭司他在外面匆匆忙忙换了衣服就能进去，因为他身上还带着汗。
However, no priest can just hurriedly change and then rush in.
神是轻慢不得的。
God cannot be despised.
那我们再往下看，就是祭司他的服事有哪些。
Further on, we'll study other functions of the priest.
利未记让我们看到祭司的服事，我选主要的讲在会幕里的服事。
Let me first tell you about the key services of the priest inside the tent of meeting.
在外院，他要献上五个祭。
So in the outer court, a priest has to offer 5 sacrifices.
燔祭。
A burnt offering.
素祭。
A grain offering.
平安祭。
Peace offering.
赎罪祭。
A sin offering.
为自己，还有为百姓。
Sin offering for himself and for the people.
还有赎愆祭。
And also
赎愆祭。 guilt offering.
Guilt offering.
嗯, sin and guilt offering. Yeah. 所以这些祭都是献在祭坛上面，铜祭坛。
All these sacrifices were offered in the altar of bronze.
但在他献祭之前，或者他进到圣所之前，有一个铜的洗濯盆。
However, before he can go into the holy place, there is a basin of bronze.
是为了洁净。
This is for cleansing.
铜一直在圣经里面是代表审判的。
Bronze represents judgment.
中国人都讲这个啊，以铜为镜，是不是？铜是一个镜子。
The Chinese people refer to a bronze mirror.
所以从那个铜里面，你可以看到自己身上到底脏了还是干净。
So from the bronze, you can see whether you are clean or you're dirty.
嗯，然后在圣所里面呢
？And inside the holy place,
有一个桌子。
There's a table.
所以祭司要常在这个桌子上面摆上陈设饼。
So the priest has to constantly put the showbread on the table.
我们知道这是神生命的供应。
We know that this is the provision of the life of God.
就是我们来读，比如今天查经来读神的话。
For instance, today you're in a Bible study to the Word of God.
还有金灯台。
There's also the golden lampstand.
这是我们在人面前的见证。
This is the testimony that we have before men.
要常点着。
It has to be lit often.
还有香坛。
And there's also the altar of incense.
香坛在圣所里面是离约柜最近的一个物件。
The altar of incense is the closest object to the ark.
是对着约柜摆着的。
It is placed directly opposite to the ark.
里面的香也要常点着。
And the incense has to be continually lit.
那这香是什么呢？
What does the incense represent?
感谢主，我们有新约，有旧约。
We thank God that we have the New Testament and the Old Testament.
这个香代表圣徒的祷告。
The incense represents the prayers of the saints.
好，那我们现在看到这里，已经大概可以了解祭司他到底是他的生命的内容应该是什么。
So we can roughly understand what a priest's life consists of.
还有他外面的服侍是什么。
And we also understand his external service, what those consist of.
但是我还没讲的是在至圣所。
However, what I have not spoken yet is what he does inside the Holy of Holies.
在至圣所是神与人真正打交道的地方。
The Holy of the Holies is the place where men and God really get into contact.
圣经上说，在至圣所，神要吩咐祭司一切的事。
The Bible says that God will make all His commandments to the priest in the Holy of Holies.
所以，在这一切的服事里面，神的原本的心意是人人都可以到他的面前。
So in the original intent of God's heart, every person can go before the presence of God.
而且不光是人人到他面前。
Not only that every person can go into his presence.
不是只到外院。
It's not just in the outer court.
不是只到圣所。
It's not just go into the holy place.
是进到至圣所。
His original intent is to have everyone go into the holy of holies.
但是我们知道，这个人是一点点的减少。
However, we know that man is diminishing.
甚至今天我们看祷告聚会的人数很可能是最少的。
So today we see that the number of people attending the prayer meeting is the least.
那为什么会这样？
Why is this so?
因为人的罪。
Because of a man's sin.
甚至神当时是让全地的人都可以来做祭司。
God, to a certain extent, he wanted all people in the entire earth to all become priests.
都可以来帮助这件事，让人跟神可以同住。
So that they can all help to facilitate man and God dwelling together.
但当人失败之后，他就选了一个族。
However, after man failed, God chose a race.
就是以色列族。
A race, the tribe of Israel.
当人有罪的时候，神就选了以色列族来代表。
When men have sinned, then God chose the Israelites as a representation.
但是以色列族也失败。
However, the Israelites also failed.
所以神拣选以色列族里面的一个支派，利未支派来服事。
So therefore, God chose out of the tribes of Israel, the tribe of Levi would serve before God.
而且利未人里面也只有亚伦跟他的儿子才能进到圣所跟至圣所。
And among the Levites, only Aaron and his sons can go into the Holy of Holies.
是因为人的罪。
This is because of man's sin.
是因为人的失败。
because of failures of men.
所以不能到圣洁的神面前。
So men cannot draw near to the holy God.
感谢神，我们旧约大概讲完了。
Thank God we conclude our sharing on the Old Testament.
有一件事非常清楚。
There's one thing that is very clear.
旧约不能满足神的心意。
The Old Testament cannot satisfy the heart of God.
如果你有一个相爱的儿女，
If you have a child that you love dearly,
一群相爱的儿女，
you have a group of children.
但你一年只能见他们一次，
but you can only see your group of children once a year.
而且一次你只能见他们其中的一个，
and when you see them, you can only see one of the group of children.
你会怎么想？
What will you think?
这几年我一直每年回家看我的妈妈在广州。
These past few years, every year I would go see my mother in Guangzhou.
但我知道，就算她不讲，她心里想的是，你什么时候全家回来？
Even though she would not articulate it, I know in her heart she was thinking, when are you bringing your whole clan back?
所以这个暑假你见不到我们，是因为我们全家回去看她。
So this summer you won't see us because our whole clan will be going to Guangzhou to see my mother.
Yeah, 感谢主。这是在爱里面的要求。
I thank the Lord for her request and love.
那神能不能降低他的要求呢？
Can God reduce his standards, his requests?
我们家有一个篮球架。
We have this basketball thing in my house.
Basketball thing. 反正这个 thing 呢是是这个就是标准高度是十尺吧。
This basketball hoop has a standard of 10 feet.
那一般孩子们他们打，甚至我跟他们打，都是用十尺。
When I play with my kids, we always use the standard of 10 feet.
但是它是可以升降的。
But the hoop can be raised or lowered.
所以一次我儿子跟他的朋友们就他们很喜欢扣篮。
So my son and his friends, they really like to play dunk.
他们自己不够高。
But they are not tall enough.
就来找我。
So they find me.
我说我也不行。
I said I don't qualify either.
他们说我们把这个降低降到最低。
So let's lower the hoop to the lowest point.
那个邻居谁的小孩都可以扣的。
Even the neighborhood kids can do the dunking.
我诚实的讲，连那个我都扣不进去。
Honestly speaking, I'm too short even for that.
所以有一次我试着把那个球这么推进去。跳到最高的时候。
So one time when I jumped to my highest, I'm trying to push the ball in.
结果我儿子跟朋友高兴的就好像那个得了大奖一样。
So my son and his friends were so happy, like they won the lottery.
但神不是这样。
But God is not like this.
这个山上的样式不能废去。
Therefore, you cannot despise the pattern on the mount.
人做不到。
What men cannot do.
那神就等候。
God will just wait.
所以当亚伦两个儿子他们没有照着神的吩咐
So when Aaron's two sons did not follow the orders of God
照着自己的想法献上燔火给神的时候
When they offer up strange fires before God
这个燔火就是说没有从祭坛上从神开始拿来的火
Strange fire refers to fire that was not from the altar
虽然他们的心是好的
Even though they had a good heart
神当场用火烧死他们
Right there, God burned them to death.
所以不光只有亚伦跟他的四个儿子可以在圣所，然后亚伦大祭司可以进到至圣所。
So not only was only Aaron and his four sons are allowed to go into the holy of holies.
当这件事发生之后，亚伦就只剩下两个儿子。
After this incident, Aaron only had two sons left.
是不是很严重的事？
Isn't this a serious thing?
还有我们都知道这个乌撒的故事。
We also know about the story of Uzzah.
当约柜在牛车上要倒下来的时候
When the ark was about to fall off from the cart.
这个乌撒作为祭司
Uzzah was the priest.
是用自己的手去扶了一下这个约柜
He used his own hand to touch the ark of God.
非常的非常的出于好心这么讲吧
He did it out of his good heart.
但是神当场击杀他
However, he was struck dead.
不光这样
Not only so.
到后来当这个荣美的所罗门的圣殿建成之后
After the glorious temple was built by Solomon.
当祭司没有按照神的旨意
When the priest failed to follow the commandments of God.
神甚至任凭这个圣殿被毁掉。
God would even let the temple to be destroyed.
不光这个圣殿毁掉。
Not only was that original temple destroyed.
另外一个圣殿也被拆的，一块石头不在另外一块石头上面。
The next temple was also destroyed so that there was not one stone left on another.
所以这是一件非常严肃的事。
This is a very solemn thing.
神怎么能够在你我身上把祭司的职分放下来？
How can God entrust us with a priesthood in you and in I?
感谢神，到了新约。
So thank God we are now in the New Testament.
大家知道新约到底是什么吗？
Do you know what the New Testament is?
这在那个耶利米书里面最早提到。
In Jeremiah, it was referred to first.
神说日子将到。
The day shall come.
我要与他们另立新约。
I will establish a new covenant with my people.
这个新约跟旧约到底差别在哪儿？
What is the difference between the new covenant and the old covenant?
在新约里面，
In the new covenant, God said,
我要把律法放在他们心上。
I will write my laws on their heart.
我要做他们的神。
I will be their God.
我要洗去他们一切的不义。
I will remove all their iniquities.
赦免他们的罪。
I will forgive their sins.
这在几处都出现过。
This has shown up many places in the Bible.
所以新约最大的特点，
So the greatest characteristic of the New Testament is
不在乎我们
It's not about us
是神要
It's because God will do all these things
所以新约是根据恩典
Therefore the New Testament is according to grace
今天我们活在新约里面，人人都可以做祭司
Today we live in the Old New Testament Every single one of us can be a priest
其实不光是同样的标准
But it is also the same standard.
啊，甚至更高的标准。
It is even a higher standard.
如果提到灵宫呢，比会幕更高。
Because when it is we are referring to the spiritual house, this is even a higher standard than the tent of meeting.
嗯，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个是神为我们所做成的。
This is what God has accomplished for us.
所以今天要受浸的十二位弟兄姐妹们。
So therefore, for the 12 brothers and sisters who will be baptized shortly.
今天。你就可以思想你是神的祭司。
Today you can meditate on the fact that you are a priest of God.
怎样来尽祭司的功用？
And how do you fulfill the function of a priest?
有两个在那个彼得前书二章五节，在旧约里面刚才没有提到的。
There are two portions that 1 Peter 2:5 did not mention.
这是在新约神所成就的。
But this is accomplished in the New Testament.
第一点就是来到主面前。
First, it is coming to him. 1 Peter 2:4.
2:5. 嗯，哦，对。然后还有一点就是借着耶稣基督。
And also in verse 5, through Jesus Christ.
什么叫做来到主面前？
What does it mean to come to him?
就是说我们的问题是他用宝血来解决。
Which means that all our problems are answered by His precious blood.
什么叫借着耶稣基督？
What does it mean that it is things are done through Jesus Christ?
在圣徒造就组的弟兄姐妹们应该知道。
In our one of our Bible studies.
在罗马书第六章。
In Romans chapter 6.
受浸代表什么？
What does baptisms mean?
甚至要受浸的弟兄姐妹们。
Or the brothers and sisters who are about to be baptized. What does baptizing mean?
就是在基督耶稣里面借着他怎么样
Which is through Jesus Christ What happens?
同死同活
You die with him And you are risen from the dead with him
所以这个是神做的
This is what God has accomplished
我们只需要相信接受
We just need to believe and receive
我想现在我们可以看一些故事
We can study a few stories
讲到怎么样来到主面前
Which is how we can come to the Lord.
这是一个祭司执事的开始。
This is the beginning of serving out his functions as a priest.
是指每一个信主的人答应主呼召。
Every single person who responds to the calling of the Lord.
在约翰福音一章十二节，大家都很熟悉的章节哈。
In the familiar verse in John 1:12.
那里说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。 他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
这不是一个寻常的开始。
This is not a common beginning.
不是我们来寻找主。
It is not that we are out to look for God.
是他先寻找我们。
It is he himself who looked for us.
彼得应该永远记得主怎么样来到他面前。
Peter should always remember how God came to him.
在路加福音第五章那里。
In Luke chapter 5,
讲到耶稣在海边传道。
Jesus was preaching along the shore.
人很拥挤。
People were pressing around him.
他就借用了彼得的船。
So he borrowed Peter's boat.
讲完道之后。
After he finished his preaching,
他叫彼得把船开到水深之处。
He told Peter to put out the boat into deep water.
然后让他撒网。
And he said, let down your nets.
彼得就说我整夜都没打到鱼。
And Peter said that he worked all night and caught nothing.
但是听你我就试一下。
But at your bidding, I will let down the nets.
但是这一试网里面满了鱼。
After he tried, the net was full of fish.
不光他的船。
Not only his boat was full of fish.
甚至约翰雅各他们同伴约翰雅各的船也都满了。
Even James and John, their boat is also full of fish.
这时候他心里的眼睛就打开了。
At that time, the inner eyes in his heart were opened.
他知道耶稣是主。
He knew that Jesus was Lord.
你还记得当初你是怎么开始的吗？
Do you remember how you had your beginning?
今天下午我们会听到许多的见证。
This afternoon we'll hear many, many testimonies.
但每一个信主的人，我们想想当时是怎么开始的。
But every single one of us who've been saved by grace, let's reflect upon how we had our beginning.
是不是因为你家庭有难处你来教会的？
Was it because you have a difficulty in your family that you came to church?
或者可能是你的儿女、你的朋友拉你来教会。
Or maybe your children or your friend, drag you to church.
可能开始只是来听一听。
Maybe at first you were just trying to hear it out.
但是慢慢呢，你就到了水深之处了。
Gradually you start to you get to the deep water.
你离开原来的一些想法、一些背景。
You departed from your original thinking and thoughts.
这时候主就进到你的生命里面。
At that time the Lord entered into your life.
然后你说试一试看看，照着神的话。
Then you said, at your bidding, according to the word of God.
谁知道是满了鱼。
Then you realized your boat is full of fish.
我自己是永远不会忘记当时主是怎么进到我的生命。
I will never forget myself how the Lord has entered into my life.
是有一个姐妹当时是我的同事邀请我到这个教会来。
There was a sister who is a colleague of mine invited me to this meeting.
超过二十年前了，那是。
That was over 20 years ago.
那时候我不太愿意来。
At the time, I was not very willing to come.
但后来想想，还是听一听吧。
Then I thought, okay, maybe I'll just give it a try.
但是听着听着就到了水深之处了。
But as I listened and listened, then I went into the deep water.
后来有一次有一天我接到个消息，就是我父亲得了绝症。
One time I heard of the news that my father had terminal disease.
那个时候我就想到，他能够带给他最好的东西，应该是这个福音。
At the time, I thought the best thing I can bring to him was this gospel.
但是我那时候也不了解，太了解，而且也没多大把握。
But at the time, I didn't understand this gospel very well, and I didn't have the assurance.
那我就尝试着回去，后来神一路的祝福我。
So I tried to go back, and the Lord blessed me all the way.
让我父亲几十年的老党员呢。
My father was a communist party member for many, many years.
后来他信了主，接受了福音。
And he believed in the Lord, and he accepted the gospel.
这是一个圣洁祭司的开始。
This is the beginning of a holy priesthood.
但是来到主面前，这个还不算完全。
But it is still not the perfect meaning of coming to the Lord Jesus.
因为对彼得来讲，
As far as Peter is concerned,
故事还没停在这里。
The Father did not stop his work here.
在第五章第八节，路加福音那里面。
In Luke 5:8, it says,
鱼打上来之后，西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
Verse 8, but when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
他生怕主不知道。
He was so afraid that the Lord wouldn't know.
他提醒主耶稣。
He reminded the Lord Jesus.
他说求主怜悯。
Have mercy on me.
因为他知道自己是谁。
Because Peter knew who he was.
他也知道在圣洁的神面前，罪人是不能存活的。
He also knew that before a holy God, no sinner can stay alive.
因此他害怕。
Therefore, he was afraid.
但是他还想过他原来的生活。
He still wanted his old life.
所以他求主离开他。
So he entreated the Lord to depart from him.
主却对他说。
However, the Lord said to him,
不要怕。
Do not fear.
从今以后，你要得人如得鱼了。
From now on, you will be catching men.
然后约翰、雅各、彼得，他们把两只船都拢了岸。
And then James and John, they brought their boats to land.
撇下所有的。
And they left everything.
跟从了耶稣。
And they followed Jesus.
这是路加福音的五章十一节。
This is Luke chapter 5, verse 11.
我们家里有一幅画。
We have this framed picture in our house.
有曾经有弟兄姐妹问这个画什么意思。
Brothers and sisters have asked about the meaning of this picture.
那里面有两只船。
There are two boats in this picture.
在岸边。
It's by the shore.
但只有两只船，空空的，什么都没有。
Oh, there are two empty boats. There's nothing in it.
我跟他们讲，这就是路加福音五章十一节。
I told them this is Luke chapter 5 verse 11.
感谢神。
We thank God.
当一个人他离开原来的生活。
When a person leaves his original life.
他知道自己的败坏。
He knows the corruption within.
然后他才开始这个圣洁祭司的生活。
Then he can start the life of a holy priesthood.
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天你有这个开始吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you have this beginning?
你有没有来到主面前？
Have you come to the Lord?
曾经有一个姐妹。
There was a sister.
她信主也蛮长的一段时间。
She has believed in the Lord for a long, long time.
但是她也不爱主，也跟神没什么关系。
But she did not love the Lord and she did not have much dealings with the Lord.
我这么讲不太准确。
This is not a very accurate portrayal.
这个姐妹其实还是蛮爱主的。
This sister actually did love the Lord.
因为不然回去我要被骂了。
Otherwise, I will be rebuked when I went home, when I go home.
但这个姐妹是不冷不热很多年。
However, this sister is neither cold nor hot for many, many years.
然后一天早上，她晨更。
One morning in her quiet time.
然后他打开就看到这个章节。
She opened to Luke 5:11.
他也是就哭起来。
And she started to cry.
他说：“主啊，我是个罪人。
”Lord, I am a sinner.
离开我去吧。
Depart from me.
然后他的生命才开始改变。
Then it was only at that point that her life started to change.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果你还没有经历过这个宝血。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if you have not experienced the precious blood,
还没有经历过圣洁神的审判，
you have not been judged, experienced the judgment of the holy God.
很可能你信主，你以为是给了神一个面子。
Maybe you think that you are giving God a compliment when you believed in God.
你也不会对神有任何的感激。
You won't have any gratitude toward God.
而且你在服侍里面，甚至在聚会里面，也都是勉强。
In your service and you in your meeting, it's all out of compulsion.
所以弟兄姐妹们，做圣洁祭司的开始是一个罪人蒙主恩。
Therefore, the beginning of a holy priesthood is a sinner saved by grace.
今天没有什么新鲜的信息。
Today we don't have any new message.
如果你已经很多年没有经历到罪人蒙主恩。
If you have not experienced being a sinner saved by grace for many years,
你从来没有因为审判惧怕过。
You have never been fearful of God's judgment.
那现在就可以开始。
Now is your time to start.
你真正的、完全的、彻底的到主面前。
You need to go to the Lord completely.
感谢神，神在创立世界以前就拣选了我们。
We thank God that He has chosen us before the foundation of the world.
在基督里面拣选我们。
He has chosen us in Christ Jesus.
而且看我们跟他儿子一样宝贵。
And He regards us as precious as His Son.
他不惜花极重的代价要得着我们。
He would even pay a very heavy ransom to gain us.
要住在我们中间。
And he wants to dwell in us.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
这个灵宫就是神属灵的家。
The spiritual house is the house of God.
就是今天的教会。
Which is the church of today.
神的心意总要满足。
God's heart will surely be satisfied.
他的帐幕要支搭在人间。
He will tabernacle among men.
感谢神。到时候灵宫建成在启示录。
We thank God that finally the spiritual house was completed in the book of Revelation.
是建造整齐的一座城。
It was a city compact together.
我们都是活石。
We're all living stones.
要被建造成为灵宫。
Built up as a spiritual house.
而且在里面服侍。
We'll also serve in the spiritual house.
而且要把神所悦纳的灵祭献给他。
To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
所以来到主面前还不真正满足这个要求。
So therefore merely coming to the Lord does not just merely satisfy this requirement.
十字架的救赎也不是说只停在让我们的罪得赦免。
The salvation of the cross does not merely remain at the state that our sins are forgiven.
所以现在我们的生活真正做祭司的生活就是借着耶稣基督。
So our true life as a priest is through Jesus Christ.
像刚才诗歌所唱的。
Just like the hymn we sang earlier.
那十字架到底要做什么呢？或者说神在这一步到底要做什么？
What would the cross do in our lives? What is the next step?
我们现在在新约来做祭司。
We are a priest in the New Testament.
有弟兄有一本书叫做新约的执事。
There's a book by the name of Ministry of the New Covenant.
我来读这个弟兄所写的一段话。
I will read a passage written by this brother.
神注重我们的所事，过于我们的所做。
God cares more about who we are than what we do.
真实的工作是生命流出。
The true work is to the outflowing of life.
当把自己献给神。
We ought to offer up ourselves to God.
不是为神做工。
We are not doing any work for God.
乃是让神做工。
We are yielding to God to allow him to work.
其实这个是我今天要讲的。
This is what I want to share with you today.
虽然到现在才讲。
Even though I just shared the sentence with you.
所以大家如果记得的话，今天新约做祭司，我们怎么样做圣洁的祭司呢？
So you just have to remember this. How do we become a holy priesthood in the New Testament?
可能你想到的是杀牛杀羊在外院里面。
Maybe you're thinking about slaughtering oxen and sheep in the outer courts.
可能是读经甚至祷告。
Maybe you're thinking about reading the Bible or praying.
但都是事物。
But these are all outer things.
神在我们做圣洁的祭司里面所要的就是你什么都不要做。
As a holy priesthood, what God wants you to do is to do nothing.
为了我自己不成为一个不按正义分解真道的人，我要把这个再解释一下。
Let me further explain this truth to you.
就是不按自己的意思做任何的工作。
In other words, you don't do anything according to your own desires.
我再说，不凭自己做任何事。
Let me say it again. Do not do anything according to your own desires.
如果不然的话，我们会要被击杀在圣所里面。
Otherwise, we would be struck dead in the holy place.
在外院里面。
Or struck dead in the outer court.
在至圣所里面。
Or struck dead in the holy of holies.
有个弟兄这么讲。
One brother puts it this way.
今天我们的祭司的侍奉应该是这样。
Today our function as a priest ought to be like this.
是出于神。
It is out of God.
是从至圣所约柜里面先领受。
You receive something from the ark in the holy of holies.
中间过程是依靠神。
In the middle process, you're relying on the Lord.
我们的能力是从神来的。
Our strength is from God.
最后是归于神。
Finally, we offer it back to God.
所有的荣耀都要归给他。
All glory is to Him.
不出于神是死。
If it's not from God, it is death.
不依靠神也是死。
If we're not relying on God, it is also death.
不归于神更是死。
If it is not done unto God, it is also death.
所以十字架要对付的就是肉体，就是己。
Therefore, the cross is to deal with our flesh and our and ourself.
所以今天我们的祭司的侍奉的学习应该像诗歌一样。
Therefore, our how we learn to be a priest ought to be like our hymn.
就是让他从我里面活出来。
Which is let him live out his life within me.
我们不追求这个大的能力。
We're not after great powers.
大的恩赐。
Or great gifts.
或者一些神迹奇事。
Or special signs and miracles.
也不是追求这些外面的事物跟规条。
We're not also not following external manifestations or ordinances.
我们试着在乎神的同在。
We need to learn to care about the presence of God.
一直来到至圣所。
Until we get into the Holy of Holies.
因为这条路已经被打开。
Because this road has already been inaugurated.
这个又新又活的路已经打开。
Because this new and living way has already been inaugurated.
是借着耶稣基督。
Through Jesus Christ.
如果我们再回想的话。
If we reflect back.
祭司他身上这些衣物的编织是怎么编织的？
How is the garment of a priest being woven together?
是神智慧的灵充满的人，那些巧手来做的。
They're made by skillful men where God has endowed his spirit of wisdom. They made those garments.
所以今天我们的祭司侍奉应该是让圣灵做一切的工作。
Therefore, to fulfill our priestly function, we need to let the spirit to do all the work.
来听微小的声音。
We listen to the small still voice.
恩膏的教训。
We listen to the teaching of the anointing.
不是外面那些轰轰烈烈的事。
It's not these outward great things.
这样的话，这个能力其实是结果。
Therefore, the result is bearing fruit.
而且圣灵一定把我们带到十字架面前。
And surely the Holy Spirit will bring us before the cross.
因为他知道哪里我们需要做。
Because he knows exactly where we need to work.
神是用心里的纯正跟手中的巧妙来带领我们。
God lead us with his craftiness, craftiness of his hand.
所以我们不是注重在外院的这些工作，人看得见的。
So we're not putting emphasis on things that men can see, all these work in the outer court.
也不是贴在后面服侍表的人才是做祭司。
It's also not the people who are listed on the schedule at the back. Those are priests.
我们每个人都可以来进入内院，进入圣所，进入至圣所，来行祭司的职分。
All of us can fulfill our priestly function in the outer court, in the holy place, in the holy of holies.
我只举几个小例子，很快的例子。
I'll give you a very short, quick example.
比如讲到金子。
When we talk about gold.
我们最近组里面有一个姐妹。
We have the sister in our Bible study group.
她的妈妈来这里来帮她生孩子。
Her mother came here to
来帮她
照 to help with the child delivery to help her give birth.
这个神不会击杀我。
God won't strike me dead.
那这个姐妹要生孩子，妈妈来帮助她呢，需要延期。
So this sister was about to give birth, and the mother was here to help, and her visa needs to be renewed.
她非常需要妈妈在这里帮助他们。
She truly needed her mom to be here to help.
因为是第三个孩子了。
Because this is her third child.
但是在延期的时候呢，她明明知道，如果是为了这个孙子在这里。作为这个延期的那个原因的话
However, if you list the reason for your visa renewal as I need to take care of this grandchild
是非常危险会被拒绝的
This is very dangerous. The visa request will be denied.
我们最怕的就是移民倾向嘛
Because we're most afraid of having this immigrant intent.
但是这个姐妹她在这个借着基督她最后说我不说谎虽然她的朋友教他怎么说谎，他都不说谎。
So this sister had some friends who told her how to lie about this, but through Jesus Christ, she did not lie.
所以这是金子。
So this is gold.
这是光明的。
This is a brightness.
这是纯洁的。
This is purity.
这是贵重的。
This is something of value.
感谢神，后来他妈妈的延期是通过了。
So thank God, the authorities allowed his her mother's visa extension request.
那我们再讲讲这个蓝色属天的。
Let's talk about having the color blue.
也是在我们查经组有一个姐妹。
There's also a sister in our Bible study group.
这个姐妹她在因着她儿子的那个光景非常的心忧。
She's very, very worried because of the condition of her son.
而且让大家替她儿子祷告。
She also asked others, all of us to pray for her son.
因为她儿子远离神，而且那个性情非常的悖逆。
Because her son was far away from God and he had a very volatile character.
我记得这个姐妹讲，就是说我儿子当到时候如果去大学离开我们，他没有神怎么办？
So our sister shared, if my son went to college and without us, what would he be?
所以我们也替他的儿子祷告。
So we also pray for her son.
那最近他回来笑容满面。
Nowadays she came back with full of smiles.
因为这个儿子现在甚至自己主动早上来读圣经。
Because this son voluntarily starts to read the Bible every morning.
这个儿子多大呢？
How old is this son?
九年级。
Ninth grade.
还有三年才进大学。
He still has three more years before he needs to go to college.
但这个妈妈没有为属地的事让弟兄姐妹代求。
But this sister did not ask the Burns sisters to pray about any earthly things.
不是让她进好大学为了祷告。
She did not request for prayers so that this person can go into a good college.
她的祷告是说让我的儿子里面有神。
Her prayer is that may my son have God in her heart, in his heart.
这是神给我们的属天的祷告。
This is a heavenly prayer that God has granted us.
那我今天用祷告做了很多例子，我再说一个例子。
I've used many examples using prayers. I'll use another example.
不在我们组。
It's not in our group.
但是是一位姐妹。
It's another sister.
本来今天她应该坐在大概这个位置。
She normally would sit around here.
但前几天因为她去了急诊。
However, a few days ago, she went to the ER.
新约的知这本书是她介绍给我的。
This book was recommended by her to me.
我也知道她一直替我替我们家在祷告。
I also knew that this sister kept praying for me and my family.
今天她虽然不在。
Even though today she's not with us.
但她还在祷告。
But she's still praying.
我相信。
I believe so.
因为他自己这么说。
Because she said so herself.
这个是有君尊的服侍。
This is a royal service.
因为他知道祷告是使用神的权柄。
Because she knows that when she prays, she's using the full power of God.
吕底亚遇到保罗的时候，就是在河边祷告的地方。
When Lydia ran into Paul by the river, she was praying.
所以这是君尊的颜色，朱红啊，对不起。紫色。
So purple is a royal color.
如果我们这样借着耶稣基督对自己死。
If we die to ourselves through Jesus Christ.
不凭自己。
We are not doing anything according to ourselves.
不凭肉体。
And we're not doing anything according to the flesh.
我们组里查经讲到甚至好的肉体我们都不要。
In our group Bible study, we talk about we won't even have good flesh in us.
不然我们真是苦啊。
Otherwise, woe to us.
我们不能满足神的要求。
We cannot satisfy the requirements of God.
我们所献悦纳的灵祭到底是什么？
What are the spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God?
只有主自己。
We can only offer up Christ himself.
祭司的整个圣衣讲的其实是主自己。
Everything about the holy garment is actually Christ himself, the Lord himself.
我们能献上什么能让神得喜悦？
What can we offer to God to please him?
难道在我们里面有什么让神喜悦的事吗？
Is there anything within us that would please God?
只有把他的儿子献上才是他最满足的。
We can only offer up his son. That would make him most satisfied.
所以在彼得前书第二章第四节说主是活石。
Therefore, in 1 Peter 2:4, it says that the Lord himself is to a living stone.
你们也是活石。
And in verse 5, you also as living stones.
所以我们能够让神得悦纳，就是我们像他的儿子一样。
We can be pleasing to God because we are like his son.
他是那房角石。
He is the cornerstone.
我们的生活、工作、见证都要在这个上面才能建造。
Our lives, our work, our testimony all have to be built on this foundation.
我们的祷告应该是照他的心意。
Our prayers ought to be according to his heart's desire.
我们的爱里的服侍应该是照他的样式。
Our service and love ought to follow his pattern.
我刚才提到前一段我有很多想说的话。
Earlier, I told you I have many things I want to share with you.
后来我学到了一件事。
Later, I learned this one thing.
就是我只看到了一方面。
I only can see one aspect.
如果我能够担什么东西，我只担了六个支派。
If I can bear anything, I was only bearing six tribes on my shoulder.
但今天在教会里面有许多穿以弗德的祭司。
However, in the church today, there are many priests with ephods on.
所以在与我相对意见的弟兄或者姐妹那里，也有其他弟兄姐妹去关怀、去照顾。
So there are other brothers and sisters who are caring for other brothers and sisters that I neglect.
所以他们是担着所有十二个支派。
So those brothers and sisters are wearing all the 12 tribes on their shoulders.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is pleasing to God.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我既然已经晚了一点，那我还是再讲一点。
Since I'm late already, I might as well just be a little bit later.
我也希望神不要击杀我。
I ask God not to strike me dead.
因为我想今天比较适合讲这个。
Because today is a good opportunity.
彼得的名字是主自己给的。
Peter is a name given by the Lord himself to him.
不知道大家有没有想过。
Have you thought about it?
他是石头。
He is a stone.
所以对他来讲，他写的彼得前书，他知道主自己是那块磐石，那块方角石。
So to Peter, Peter knew he was the stone, and he knew that the Lord was the cornerstone, that living stone.
所以这样一个石头又硬又粗的，但神可以让它成为活石，那是宝石。
This stone that was so coarse and rough, but God enabled him to become a precious stone.
这就应该是我们的故事。
That ought to be our story too.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神可以从石头里面兴起他的儿女，他的子孙。
God can raise children, his descendants, out of stones.
其实这不是一个夸张。
This is not an exaggeration.
因为在彼得身上就成就了。
Because this was accomplished in the life of Peter.
所以不管我们多么的不配，
regardless of how unworthy we are,
我们可以借着耶稣基督，
through Jesus Christ,
奉献神所悦纳的灵祭，
we can offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
祷告，我们现在就有一些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们求您把人的话语挪去。
We ask you to remove words from men.
主啊，把你的话语留下。
But keep the words from God.
教导我们。
Teach us.
我们只不过是一个罪人蒙主恩。
We're only sinners saved by grace.
愿意我们每一个弟兄姐妹都可以来到主的面前。
We desire for every single brother and sister to come to the Lord.
也愿意你十字架在我们身上做工。
We also desire the cross to work in us.
让我们不再活我们自己。
So that we're not just living in our own selves.
我们是跟随恩膏的教训。
We're following the teaching of the anointing.
住在你里面。
And we dwell, abide in you.
让你来行动。
We let you take action.
让你来说话。
We let you speak.
让你在父面前得喜悦。
We let you be pleasing to your Father.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
感谢主在早上的时间。
We thank God for the time.
借着他的话语再来教导我们。